despite a banged-up shoulder most of the season. Wisconsin Badgers guard Brad Davison played 33 games. He started 29 of those and made the All-Big Ten freshman team this year. Hi, everyone. How you doing today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you help us sponsor with that tax-deductible contribution to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us online anytime and give quickly, safely, and securely at our website, WWIB.com. Brad finished as the team's second-leading scorer this year with 12.1 points per game. He averaged 2.5 assists per game and over 2 rebounds per outing. And the Maple Grove, Minnesota native is back with me on the show. So you were an All-State football player in Minnesota. How did coming from that sport translate to the hard court for you?
It translates in a lot of ways. You know, I'm a huge advocate for kids playing multiple sports in high school and just trying to do what they love. But football, for me, I think the toughness aspect is huge. Just being the tough-minded guys and that physical aspect of football, I think, really translates. And also the leadership aspect. You know, my coach guard even always says, if you can lead 10 guys in a huddle, you can lead 4 guys on a court. So I think those are the two biggest aspects that transfer from football to basketball. With the toughness and leadership.
Yeah, you're just a leader by nature. It's who you are. But how long did it take for the veteran guys coming into Wisconsin for them to respond and accept your leadership?
I think that was kind of something that I prided myself on as soon as I got here in the summer, before the season even started. You know, I wanted to make sure I did all the little things right, when people were watching and when people weren't watching. I think leadership is an earned position. Leadership and respect is definitely earned over time. And it's not a one-time thing when you earn your leadership and you earn your respect. So I think that was something that I really prided myself on and tried to earn right from the get-go when I got here.
Well, you got a year under your belt. In what ways would you like to improve your game for your sophomore season?
So I think there's a lot of different things, a lot of different weaknesses that I want to improve on next year. And I think most people will be getting healthy because I think that'll help a lot of them. But I'd say, offensively, I want to become more consistent with my three-point shot. A little bit more next year because we'll have a little bit more depth at that point guard spot. So more consistent with that. And I'd say more confident finishing at the rim. Yeah, I think that's one big thing, moving from high school to college. In high school, you drive in, you may have a six-footer trying to block your shot, but in college, you got a seven-footer. So it's a little different challenge. So offensively, I'd say three-point shots and finishing around the rim. And defensively, just becoming more confident with the system, knowing our rules, knowing our expectations on that end of the floor.
All right. So who is the toughest player you faced this year?
I would say the toughest guard, I think, Tolson Edwards from the game. I thought the things he can do with the ball and the tough shots that he can hit and create for himself, I think that really puts him on a different level than a lot of other guys that I played against. So I'd say offensively, Carson Edwards, and defensively, Jaren Jackson from Michigan State. He got Defensive Player of the Year for good reason. He's just someone that's extremely long, extremely athletic, that can make a lot of plays and deters a lot of shots at the rim. So I'd say defensively, probably Jaren Jackson.
All right. Ethan Happ recently said he was going to go to the NBA Combine. Your teammate there would not hire an agent so he can come back to Wisconsin. What about his future?
So he's testing the waters and going to the Combine. We wish him the best of luck. We hope it goes well for him, but, we also hope we get to have him back. He's a great player. He does a lot for us. So we'll have to wait and see with how that goes. Like I said, we're going to wish him the best. Pray for him, hope everything goes well, but we'd also love to have him back.
Absolutely. Brad Davison, the Wisconsin Badgers guard, back with me today on Sports and Commentary as we continue the conversation about his faith and buckets. It was a disappointing season for the team. Disappointing for Brad, too, from the standpoint of having to play with that tough injury all season. In the darkest moments that you went through this year, as a believer in Jesus, could you recognize his presence in your life?
I think just about every single one. I think as you go through the season, as you go through the ups and downs of the season, I think it's really easy to only try to look for him when it's up. When you're having the successes, when it's after the big wins, is when you try to look for them. But the one thing that kind of got me through the season is when it was down, when I was in my ruts, or kind of when after a bad loss is when I try to turn to him and try to think about, you know, maybe this isn't the worst thing in the world. How is he using this to affect me and change me into the type of person that can have a greater effect on others? I think one way is that I take losses extremely hard. You know, I'm an extremely competitive person. But losing is something that I'm not very good at, and I can admit that. I think one way to try to use this is that even through losses, whether it was a win or loss, not changing the person that I am, because when it comes down to it, you know, life's a lot bigger than basketball. And the way you treat others, the way you handle yourself, the way you carry yourself, it shouldn't depend on the outcome of just one basketball game. So I think that's one way that I extremely grew, and the one way that he worked with me is to make me grow throughout this year.
Good, good, good. Well, you are an energetic person, for sure. I bet you'd be a great recruiter. Have you done any of that for the Badgers?
Yeah, so that's what I want to do when I'm older, is I want to be a college basketball coach. So the coaches really do a great job of kind of including me in what they're thinking with recruiting and all that. So I've got to be a host for one of our recruits, Ty Strickland. And he committed a week and a half after, so I'm one for one. Especially my coaching staff on that one. So I try to look at myself as well.
All right, Brad Davison, thank you for being on the show. Thanks for coming back today, and looking forward to visiting with you throughout your Wisconsin Badger career and beyond. Appreciate it. We'll be in touch. God bless you.
Yes, sir. Sounds good. Have a good day.
You too.